Let me get that going. There we go. Good morning, KNED listeners. Chase McNutt joining you on this. Well, it's a little bit rainy here on this Thursday morning, but I've got the mayor with me, Justin Few. Mr. Mayor, how are you doing today?
Not too bad for a cloudy morning.
No, yeah, not too bad. How's your morning been so far?
Just getting kicked off. So crazy week ahead, and probably working the weekend too. So I don't know that my week's ending.
I completely understand. You know, we're into the 1st of April now. It's hard to believe we're already 4 months into the calendar year, and things are moving along. A lot of things are happening.
Moving and shaking. It's crazy. We're also, you know, into the school year, and you start getting all the end of the year programs. It's going to be a busy 2 months.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing I kind of wanted to start with a little bit here is an icebreaker. This is the first time that we've done this interview like this. I know you're used to doing this with Megan, but just for some of the people to know a little bit more about you, I guess, if you were stranded on a desert island, what is one item, anything in the world, cell phone, whatever, what would you take with you if you were stranded on a desert island?
Well, I'd have to go satellite phone since there's no cell towers on a deserted island. Satellite phone, come get me and get me home.
I get it. You know, most people like to go with, like, books or something like that. I'm not the biggest book reader in the world, but do you have a book series that you would want to take with you if you were stuck on an island?
You know, not necessarily a book series. I think the book, you read it one time, you're going to get pretty old, or it's going to be pretty old being stuck there, so, and you can't eat a book, so
that's
probably have to pass there.
Yeah. Well, so now we got that out of the way. Kind of want to move into some parks. I know you guys want to talk about some parks, some new equipment, just some things going on. One thing I wanted to say, doing some research yesterday, I didn't realize that we technically have 14 parks here in McAllister.
Yeah, actually 17.
Have 17.
Yeah, okay. 17. We have 15 traditional and then two specialized. So specialized would be the dog park and the archery park.
Yeah, and, you know, I've never been down to the archery park. It's a pretty cool thing. And I'm going through writing down all these parks that I grew up at. And it's cool to see them kind of be improved, especially for a community like ours. It's just, it's really cool to see McAllister just kind of adding more to it. Because when I moved away back in 2017, there was still a lot to be desired here. So it's just, it's awesome to see all the growth, especially not even just with some of the businesses, but like the parks and stuff, and see everybody just kind of get behind that. It's a really cool thing.
Oh, yeah. The growth is just absolutely amazing, and I think we've got so many good things to come. The shops, I think, have really been a catalyst to the different industries and restaurants and shopping coming in. We're constantly looking at announcements, constantly getting calls on different projects. Unfortunately, we can't talk about them all right now, but good things on the horizon. But kind of back to the parks, you know, one of the great things is just kind of the neat individual aspects for anyone. You know, and a good example of that's like the skate park.
Yeah.
You know, how many communities have those, the walking trails that we have, pavilions or sports facilities. Look at the diversity at Mike Deak and Will Rogers Park, which is funny. We talk about that all the time. Everybody calls it Mike Deak because that's the main sign that you see. But that the name of that park is actually Will Rogers Park.
Well, and I actually learned that yesterday in getting ready for this because I've been, obviously, I played at Mike Deak. I went to Pewter Bowl over there right behind it. And I saw that was Will Rogers Park, and it just kind of threw me for a second. I don't think I ever knew that, so that was that's a pretty cool thing to see.
Yeah, another feature there is our arboretum, and I have been told that we have groups that come in to look at our arboretum, and they're just absolutely fascinated by the diversity and the amount of different trees that we have.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I've mentioned. It's just, I feel like it's something that, especially here in McAllister, people aren't as used to seeing. It's kind of cool to see that fostering of the community a little bit more.
Yeah. Another unique one we have is Rotary Park, that was put together by the Rotary Club of McAllister.
Yeah, and I believe that's the one that has the amphitheater as well as the disc golf course with it as well, and which I'm not a big disc golf guy, but I know that it's really fun. It's really popular. I'm not good at regular golf, let alone disc golf. So
I would probably hurt somebody in regular golf. but, you know, we take the scouts out to on one of our game nights or something. We'll go out to Rotary Park and let them play disc golf. Kids just love it.
Yeah. Well, it was my understanding that you guys have some new equipment, some new things going on with the parks and everything like that. I'll kind of let you divulge a little bit more what you can divulge.
Yeah, we're constantly trying to expand and build, and but the biggest are our splash pads.
Yeah.
You know, splash pads are kind of the thing of the future. Mm-hmm. They're more accessible. You don't have to have lifeguards, and just really the way to go. The kids can use them longer.
They're a lot safer. You don't have that risk really of drowning that you do, like, even for like those little wading pools and stuff like that.
So, yeah, absolutely. Even the little wading pools that are, you know, 18 inches deep, you have to have a lifeguard.
Yeah.
And, So this just makes it where the families and the kids can get out and you have better hours. Or, you know, if you have a shortage on lifeguards and someone calls in sick and you're like, hey, sorry, we have to shut down the pool, you know, you don't have that situation there. So being able to expand and add those was a really cool thing. And we're always adding playground equipment and different things.
Yeah.
With that.
And I know it doesn't look like it, at least right now and through the weekend, but we're getting to that time of the year where parks are going to be way more busy, going to have way more people, and more people just out in the community enjoying them and partaking, especially with some of the newer stuff that we're getting as well. But again, we're getting past some rain right now. It's kind of that season, though, with the severe weather.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's busier. One thing I would like to remind people, I know we have some very well-behaved dogs out there, but please keep your dogs on the leash. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing that I always worry about is it may not be your well-behaved dog. It may be the dog that's not well-behaved that this starts the issue. But we also have some residents who have been attacked by dogs get very fearful when they see a dog off the leash, you know, just not even knowing that it's, you know, the best well-behaved trained dog that there is.
And also, it kind of goes into kind of control what you can control, you know. It's like you said, just because your dog, you know, may be well-trained, you can't control how another dog may react. So you kind of, if you can control what you can control, you can kind of eliminate some of those possibilities and things like that.
No, absolutely.
But just in terms of some more, let's talk a little bit about the dog park, if you don't mind. I have a dog, a big dog person as well. I know that there has been stuff done with Paws as well in the past, some events and things like that. Talk just a little bit about them and how just kind of more of a community thing that includes the animals with it as well.
Yeah, well, the dog park actually came about as a Keep McAllister Beautiful project. And so we were looking for a place to actually add that. Had some members that were very interested that we didn't have a dog park in our community. And so we reached out to the city and parks and worked forward of all the cool things we could do. Separated it out with a big dog area and a small dog area. And then there again, that's a place where you can go and you can have your dog off the leash and actually have that better experience.
Yeah, you're hard-pressed, and not even just with dogs, but with animals, to find people that most people I know have some sort of animal with them. So it's kind of cool just, and I'm probably rambling, but just kind of cool to be able to include that in the community just because, again, it's something we didn't previously have. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. Just is there anything more on just some parks that you would like to I guess divulge, get into a little bit more?
Well, you know, one of the things I was just talking about the other day, you know, we call it Parks and Recreation, but it really should be called Parks, Recreation, and Maintenance. And they even go beyond parks, and I don't know that the parks gets enough credit for what they do, but they're actually mowing right-of-ways, they're picking up trash, they're cleaning the bathrooms, they're doing repairs, and some of those things are not on the actual park itself. Mm-hmm. You know, like going back into the medians, they're putting out the Christmas lights, they're doing all those sorts of things. So a lot of times we think of parks, you know, we're just thinking of swing sets and
You don't think about all the other encompassing things that go along with
that really go with it. They do a ton of maintenance.
It's kind of the people, it's kind of the unseen things that they do, but it's the most appreciated
well. And there again, we go back to 17 parks. Our staffing is 8 parks employees that maintain all of those facilities. Mm-hmm. Plus the right-of-ways they maintain, the mowing, putting up the Christmas lights, taking them down. I like to joke that we have 2 seasons, mowing season and Christmas light season.
As somebody who loves Christmas, that is my favorite thing about McAllister, is driving down Carl Albert, seeing all the lights, and especially over at Arvest Park as well. There was a whole thing as well this year, which was really, really cool. So it's a really cool experience. You're exactly right. That's very funny about the 2 seasons, and I think most people could probably agree with that here in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, I know that we've got park stuff to talk about. I did want to bring up something right across the street over here, the new Quick Trip that just opened. I know you guys were there for the grand opening. I believe it was a week ago today now. Was it last Thursday?
I believe that's right.
Last Thursday. And I just, from over here, we can see it's been very, very busy. Just kind of talk about how that has gone so far.
Oh, yeah. I think the anticipation is just killing everybody to to get over there. We got to meet some of the different managers and got a tour, you know, got to see behind the scenes how the sausage is made.
Oh, yeah.
So just really cool. The quality of equipment and things. I was really just, even the doors, I was like, wow, they put the money into this place and really worked. We drove through the other night. There were semis parked in the back, and it's one thing I've said for a long time, of we don't have a truck stop, and not that that's necessarily a truck stop, but we really have no place for a big rig to pull over and be in this community. And so having that amenity, having the bigger roads, you know, with the electric being a 4-way street, for them to pull off and have room to turn in, you know, it's a lot harder on some of those smaller ancillary streets.
Well, you talk about just a little bit of the anticipation. It's kind of funny, you know, we're across the street, so we would see it every day. I can't tell you how many times a day I'd see somebody pull up to those that little fence that they'd have in the driveways, and then just have to book it and turn right around. Yeah. So that was kind of funny. We would start count during the day just to see how many we would see. But yeah, it's awesome. We've gone almost every single day. I mean, we just run across the street here. So it's a really cool thing. And not even just QT, but I know that, and obviously talk about what you can talk about, but there's a lot of new things coming to McAlester, especially over where I believe it was where the Denny's used to be. They've started construction over there. So I'd heard that it was a Popeyes. Is that something that we can maybe, maybe not?
I don't know that I can confirm nor deny.
Okay, that's
that
fine. Well, then I'll let you talk about what you can talk about instead of me saying things like that. So let's talk about some of the other things coming this way. Obviously, yeah, that you can't talk about.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of these companies, they like to do their own announcement, or, you know, keep us under NDAs. But, you know, it's really just look around and see the different things that are changing and moving. And, you know, where the dirt's moving, there's probably something popping up.
Yeah. And I know that recently the city council last week approved the TIF district, the project parameters for going on along George Nye Expressway. Talk about that a little bit for maybe some people that don't know, that don't go to these city council meetings or read the reviews afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, that approval was basically the parameters. That project still has to go through different building inspections and plannings and all those sorts of things to actually get the final approval and work through the process. But the current plan is for a big box retailer, a couple of restaurants, and up to 128 single-family residences.
Wow. That's really cool. Again, it's just more growth for McAlester, especially from somebody that's from here, went to high school here. It's so awesome to see because, you know, a lot of people travel to Tulsa or something like that to get a lot of that stuff done. But now, obviously, we have the TJ Maxx, the Ross, the McAlester's, and all the stuff over in that area that just continues to be added. And again, I know I'm kind of beating a dead horse here, but it's just, it's awesome to see, especially, again, for somebody who's been a lifelong resident just about. One thing I did also want to ask you about, which I thought was really cool, is that you declared this month for 2025 as Autism Awareness Month. Talk a little bit about the, and I know that it's just participating in the National Autism Awareness Month. Talk about how that became us wanting to kind of participate in that as well.
Yeah, well, the group reached out to me and, you know, wanted to expand that awareness. And, you know, one of the things that even campaigning and as being mayor that I've really tried to push out there is we've got to get out and we've got to meet our neighbors and we've got to be a part of our community. We all have different needs, and I want everybody to understand our neighbors and see how we can help each other. You know, a little bit of that, like we've got storm season coming up. You know, if you've got a tree limb that's growing over on towards your neighbor's roof, or, you know, vice versa or something, or you live next to somebody that may not be able to pick the limbs up out of their yard, you know, let's be neighborly and get out there. And, and that ties right into it. We all learn differently and are definitely neurodiverse, and we want to try to understand our neighbors and be aware and be as helpful as we can.
Yeah, and it's not that it's something extra, you know, that we're doing. It's just that we're joining in what is already this month, Autism Awareness Month. And so I do think that it's cool to be able to participate in that, because sometimes it can feel like a group maybe that is marginalized at times, that they don't get the same kind of recognition.
Yeah, and as a parent, you know, how difficult it can be sometimes, and when you have a child that learns differently. One of the things, a friend of mine is a barber, and he is very, very good with autistic children. Mm-hmm. And the relief and happiness, you know what I mean? The little bit of happiness that a haircut can bring you, and for a parent to be able to walk into his shop and to get that service, and that he's just so good with working with the kids, whether, you know, that it needs to be quiet or the lights need to be dim. Mm-hmm. It's just it's amazing to take that relief off the parent.
Yeah, too. For sure. And a lot of people don't understand. I feel like at least autism is something that a lot of people don't have as much understanding about what it is and how to kind of react to those that do have it, because it's an interesting thing for the most part.
Oh, absolutely. And it just goes into everybody learns differently. It seems like we try to do the easy thing where it's, you know, it's either on or off. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some people are audio learners, some people are visual learners, and it just goes back to what works best for you and how do we work together.
Yeah. Well, just to kind of put a bow on that, I just want to say I thought that was a really cool thing, because we ran that on a story, everything here. I wanted to mention that in case anybody hadn't seen that. I thought that was a really cool thing. But kind of winding this down a little bit here, it's hard to believe we've been already going for about 15 minutes. Is there anything that you haven't been able to get to that you really would like to just talk about?
Well, one thing we skipped over, we do have Jersey Mike's.
Yes, the Jersey Mike's,
You know, Amazon broke ground. That's going to be a big one. And then hopefully pretty soon we have some really big news that we'll be able to announce. I think people will be really excited about it.
And I know the Allsup sign officially went up either last week or a week ago. You can see that from just about any part of McAlester.
Yeah, that is wild.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I'd never been to an Allsup's before. I hadn't really heard of an Allsup's before I moved back here. So that's just more growth that we're getting here. So, Mayor, I appreciate you joining me this morning. I know it's a little bit different than what you're used to, but it's kind of a learning curve for us here as we move into kind of this new, same format, but just kind of a new type of interview
thing. Yeah, no, so. Absolutely. And just kind of follow up, too, that we are getting the storm season. You know, check the batteries and the weather radio and keep an eye on things, identify. You know, if there is a storm, where you need to go, who you need to call, let friends and relatives, you know, if something's coming in, you know, maybe you're out in the country, let people know where you're at, and that you're safe, or, you know, and that way they can check on you, and definitely check on your neighbors, too.
Yeah, and if things get really hairy on the weather side of it, we'll be here covering it as well, so you guys can throw on KNED or whatever station we're on as well, and we'll make sure we have you covered. Yeah, so,
absolutely.
All right. Well, that was Mayor Justin Few joining me on this Thursday morning. I appreciate you guys coming in.
Okay, thanks for having us.